This is an inspirational thought for May 10th. The number is 2136.
4, 3, 2, 1.
In the year 483 BC, King Ahasuerus of Persia was hosting a week-long feast. During the banquet, he commanded that Queen Vashti be brought into the hall to show off her beauty. But she refused and lost her position as queen. Herodotus suggests that Vashti may have feared for her dignity. In nearly every culture, women have been used by men who have seen themselves as superior to women. But Jesus never treated any woman in a demeaning way. Instead, he elevated the status of women to one of equal dignity and honor. Any demeaning attitude, comment, or action toward women by men is contrary to God's word. God created man and woman to complement each other, not to compete with each other. Discover the Word. Read Esther chapter 1. That's Esther chapter 1. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class in this station. This is an inspirational thought for May 11th. The number is 2137.
4, 3, 2, 1.
John Peyton pioneered a missionary work in an area that was inhabited by cannibals. And as he was making preparations to leave for the field, his friend expressed a fear that Peyton might be eaten. Well, Peyton responded, "Your prospect is to be laid in the grave and to be eaten by worms. And I must confess to you that if I can but live or die serving the Lord Jesus, it'll make no difference to me whether I'm eaten by cannibals or by worms." Peyton was fully committed to serving Christ in whatever way or place the Lord might choose, and how he would live or die was of little consequence to him. Does that echo your sentiments? Are you ready to live or die for Christ? Discover the Word. Read Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 through 26. That's Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 through 26. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for May 12th. The number is 2138.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Do you worry about money? Well, we're to be careful with money, but Jesus taught us not to be full of care about it. Instead, Jesus instructed us to center our lives on God's kingdom. Now look at it this way. If you center your life on money, you'll ultimately leave it, or it'll leave you, and you'll also lose out on God. But if you center your life on God and doing His will, all of these things are thrown in. Does your concern for making money and keeping it overshadow your concern for doing God's will? Remember, poverty of purpose is far worse than poverty of purse. Discover the Word. Read Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. That's Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for May 13th. The number is 2139.
4, 3, 2, 1.
We do many things because of fear. We pay the rent so we won't be evicted. We drive within the speed limit so we won't get a ticket. And we try not to sin so God won't punish us. But is the fear of God a valid motive not to sin? It was for Job. The Bible tells us that he feared God and shunned evil. Now this fear was not a superstitious terror of a fickle God who zaps us the instant we do wrong. It's a deep respect for God's holy character and awesome power. It's a healthy fear, not only of sin's consequences, but of sinning against the one who loves us. And if we love God, we'll not want to offend him. Yes, the fear of God is a good reason to do right. Discover the Word. Read Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. That's Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for May 14th. The number is 2140.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Songwriter Wendell P. Lovelace told of a 64-year-old woman who had been confined to her bed for more than 16 years. She was in constant pain and unable to move her limbs, yet she was one of the most thankful people Lovelace had ever met. She rejoiced that God left a great blessing, the use of the thumb on her right hand. She told a visitor, "I have so much to be thankful for. Now that my sins are forgiven, I can lay back and daily drink in the great love of Jesus my Savior." Maybe you're afflicted and greatly limited. A genuine contentment isn't learned all at once, but it always includes being thankful for whatever blessings we have, even if it's just one thumb. Discover the Word. Read Psalm 145, verses 1 through 10. That's Psalm 145, verses 1 through 10. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for May 3rd. The number is 2131.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Visitors to the Fiji Islands tell about a strange custom among the people, calling to the dead. A mourner climbs to a high tree or cliff, and after saying the name of their deceased, cries out, "Come back! Come back!" The Christians also grieve when a loved one or friend is taken from them in death, but not as others who have no hope. Deep in our hearts, we know that at the coming of Christ, all believers who have died will be raised in perfect bodies. We anticipate that day when we'll be caught up together in the air and reunited with those who have died in the Lord. Our longing cry is, "Come back, Lord Jesus, come back." What a blessed reunion day that will be. Discover the Word. Read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for May 4th. The number is 2132.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Nearly 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Peter had a dramatic visit from a heavenly messenger. And even today, some people tell of receiving help from angels. Many Christians doubt stories of these heavenly helpers. Well, even so, we know that angels do minister to God's people because the Bible tells us they do. But there is no need for an unusual experience because God has made himself real to us in his Word. Jesus' words to Thomas in John chapter 20, verse 29, apply to those who trust the Bible even though they have had no dramatic encounters. There's a promise, a blessing to those who believe without seeing. Discover the Word. Read Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. That's Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for May 5th. The number is 2133.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Two rival basketball teams were going at it, and late in the first half, a guard from one team stole the ball and headed for an easy shot. But before he could shoot, an opponent caught him and sent him crashing to the floor. The referee failed to call the foul, but it didn't go unnoticed. The coach of the offending player called him out and told him that that kind of play was unacceptable. Leadership like that's rare. It takes a person of true courage to stand up in a crowd and admit that there's been wrongdoing on his side, and then willing to take steps to correct it. Are you looking for someone you can follow with confidence? Look for leaders who will take responsibility, even in a bad situation. Discover the Word. Read Ezra chapter 9. That's Ezra chapter 9. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for May 6th. The number is 2134.
4, 3, 2, 1.
According to Peter Deason, when President Eisenhower was addressing the National Press Club, he started out with an old story from his childhood on a Kansas farm. Eisenhower told of a farmer who had a cow that they wanted to buy, and they asked him how many pounds of milk the cow produced each year. Well, the old farmer shook his head and said, "I don't know, but she's an honest old cow, and she'll give you all the milk she has." Eisenhower continued his opening remarks by adding, "Well, I'm like that cow. I'll give you everything I have." The Lord doesn't expect any more from us than we can give. He just wants our best. May we say, "Lord, I'll give you everything I have." Discover the Word. Read Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. That's Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for May 7th. The number is 2135.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Dr. Paul Brand was the first medical authority to say that the loss of fingers and toes from leprosy is due mainly to infection and injury. He showed that major tissue damage occurs because the patient loses the warnings of pain. The parallel between the effects of leprosy and sin is remarkable. Sin is to be hated because, like leprosy, it has a numbing effect. It deadens our sense of touch with God and lets us live without an awareness of the injury and the infection that slowly damages our soul. Do you see the seriousness of sin? Well, if you feel no pain when you sin, you're worse off than you realize. Discover the Word. Read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station.